Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Today, we talk about the pendulum swinging regarding the size of cattle after this.
What are you doing?
Stealing a pickle off your Big Mac?
Please don't.
Okay.
The Big Mac needs every pickle, okay? Like it needs all the onions, the lettuce, the cheese, the 100% beef. Need I mention the secret sauce?
No.
It all works together. I'll say it in perfect harmony. I don't think you get the consequences of your pickle thievery, and I don't know, maybe you don't get me.
I'll put the pickle back.
I'd appreciate it.
The legendary Big Mac sandwich. The simple joy of complete fulfillment. At participating McDonald's.
You may not use your mower 40 hours a week. You may not have to rely on your machine for extreme endurance. You may not need to mulch, edge, dethatch, collect debris, or clear snow. But many do. So Grasshopper works hard to make a machine that's easy to use. Like our powerful deck. Proof that Grasshopper is engineered to outperform your expectations. Grasshopper mowers. First to finish. Built to last.
Find your local dealer at OK Grasshopper Dealers on Facebook.
Over the decades, the pendulum has swung several times in our beef cattle industry back and forth as far as the size of cattle that we are producing. In the late 1800s, around 1900, really the frame size was about what we've got today, although the cattle were a lot fatter. Then, according to Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University at the recent All-Tech International Symposium, in the 1940s and 1950s, things got out of hand.
In the 1940s and 50s, Dr. Robert Todashek, who was a department head in animal science at Oklahoma State, coined this term. He says that the industry entered into an era of insanity. Some of you may have been around, I don't know, and remember this period. What happened? We selected cattle for small size, right? Somebody decided that there was improvement in terms of efficiency to select for extremely small framed animals.
The emphasis on the small frame size got so out of hand in the 1950s that we ended up with genetic problems with dwarfism. Then, according to Dr. Lawman, things started swinging back, and in the 1960s, we got some crossbreeding going with those continental breeds, like Charolais. And Dr. Lawman says it all came to a head in 1969 at the Chicago International Livestock Exposition.
This was kind of a landmark event, once again at that Chicago International Expo, and this is Dr. Don Good here, who recently passed away, but was a longtime department head at Kansas State University. Okay, something different about this animal compared to previous Chicago International Expos. This is the grand champion steer that Dr. Good slapped that day. And Dr. Bob Kropp and our faculty at OSU was there. He was a member of the livestock judging team. He said you could have heard a pin drop when this animal was selected. Why is that? This is a crossbred steer. It's the first time a crossbred steer had ever been selected as a grand champion animal at that landmark event.
And Dr. Lawman says that that steer would be considered a pretty good steer even today. Unfortunately, we didn't stay at that frame size. In the 70s and especially into the 80s, early 90s,
the pendulum continued to swing. We returned to an era of insanity. Now, I was a kid when this was going on, and believe me, I remember. I didn't show cattle because I could barely reach the halter. Okay, so we went from a period of belt buckle cattle to hat band cattle.
Dr. Lawman says we have brought the frame size back down from those 1980s levels to the benefit of the beef cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.